An opulent day to everyone. Gusto nyo ba yun? Napaka-positive ng greeting ko, di ba? Hi everyone, I'm Enchong D and I will be your budgetarian and welcome to my first ever podcast. Yes! May podcast na tayo. And kung nagtatanong kayo bakit all of a sudden nandito ako ngayon at nagpa-podcast, because I want to share my knowledge to you, my financial literacy, and at the same time, I want to learn with you as we go through sa ating mga episodes ng ating podcast. But disclaimer, I am not an expert, but so far, my personal practices and experiences work for me, and I'm not your... probably not your financial guru or your conventional and theoretical na finance expert. But I think minsan mas nakikinig tayo. Alam niyo yung mga barkada niyo na kapag nagbigay ng advice, mas pinakikinggan natin sila compared doon sa mga expert. Kasi parang feeling mo, ah, they're going through the same things. They're experiencing the same things. And that's true. Katulad niyo, I wanna learn. I want to handle my finances well and better in the future. And through this, hopefully, we can all learn at the same time. And first of all, bakit ko tinawag budgetarian yung sarili ko? Kinoin ko yung budgetarian because for the longest time, kapag tinatawag ako ng mga tao na kuripot, parang may negative connotation siya kagad. And yung budgetarian, parang friendlier, mas positive yung approach, but it simply means that you have an economical approach to a lot of things in your everyday lives, but hindi nyo nakakalimutan na mag-enjoy. Hindi nyo kinakalimutan na enjoyin yung mga pinaghirapan yung pera. Meron akong kwento sa inyo kasi gusto ko siya i-connect for later. When I was younger, I would always ask myself, or I would ask my parents, because I have questions in my head about money. Like, paano nagsisave? Paano mo binabudget yung pera mo kapag dumadating yung sweldo mo? Or paano mo gagastusin yung mga pera na extra? Or may gusto kang bilhin? And then I realized that as I get older, na-realize ko na hindi pala siya pare-pareho. Na-realize ko that I'm so fortunate that my parents are so giving. They're willing to give their financial help, their guidance, their advices without the things na iisipin na, ah, hindi magandang pag-usapan yung pera sa family, or hindi magandang pag-usapan yung pera sa harapan ng hapagkainan, which is a normal thing for a Filipino family, di ba? Kapag pinag-uusapan yung pera, parang, ay, huwag natin pag-usapan yan, nasa harapan ng pagkain, or Bakit ba parating pera yung pinag-uusapan mo? Ganyan-ganyan. And if you think about it, it's actually very helpful. It's actually a necessity for the parents to openly discuss the financial state of their family or as a couple. While I was researching, 2 days ago, I stumbled upon this post quoted by Robert Kiyosaki. Sabi niya, "If you want your children to have an unfair advantage in life, teach them financial education. Show them the real rules of money and taxes." Yun yung sinabi niya. So, di ba parang now that I'm looking back at it, ang laking tulong niya. Kasi nga, yung mga bagay, ito kasi yung mga bagay na hindi tinuturo sa atin sa school, di ba? We would get math exercises but not the actual profit and loss or like income statement and like how you handle your taxes. So, hopefully, as we go through with our episodes, we will eventually discuss it with you and with our guest in the future. And gusto ko lang i-share sa inyo kung bakit na-decide ko rin na bakit ako nag-podcast all of a sudden, because I feel like there are so many things that I've been learning with my business partners, with handling the business, with communicating with your employees. Ito yung mga bagay na if I can share it to people, mas maiintindihan ko siya lalo. And ayoko kasi siya na i-contain lang sa sarili ko. Gusto ko siyang patuloy na ma-share so that I can empower also my listeners. So, number one, as you all know, we have the Peri Peri Charcoal Chicken franchise. Okay, franchisee lang po ako. So, kung may reklamo po kayo sa buo sa restaurant na kinainan nyo, hindi ko po pagmamayari yung buong kumpanya. But hopefully, maybe one day, I don't know. But so far, I'm a proud owner. I'm a proud franchisee of Peri Peri Charcoal Chicken. And I invested also in an electronic billboard. It's along EDSA. I invested in a organic dragon fruit farm para ito yung mga tip. Minsan kasi gumagawa ako ng mga investments na parang hindi lang puro pera, but at the same time you have a social responsibility. So as you all know, organic farming is so much healthier than conventional farming. Hindi mo nadadamage yung environment with that. And you're basically providing food for the people. Number four, so I franchised another thing, which is a school. Hindi ko pa siya pwede ma-announce ngayon, but once na ready na kami and na-build na yung school, I want to invite you and I want you to be part of it, hopefully. It's a music school, so you're empowering that. Again, empowering the talents of the Filipino people. It's something that, you know, education is something that you want to share. Hindi lang puro business. And then we have a flooring material na eco-friendly. Again, masyado akong in love sa ating environment na if I can merge it together, the environment and doing money at the same time, I'm all for it. I'm ready for it. And then, meron din tayong mga foreign investments na soon, pwede kong i-announce, but not right now. We have contracts that says it's too early for me to say. But again, this is not something that I want to brag about. This is something that I want to share so that I can motivate my listeners. I can inspire them na, see, kung bibili pala ako ng mamahaling bag, pwede ko pala siya ilagay na lang sa stocks, di ba? And with that, you're protecting yourself from inflation and devaluation of your money. So alam mo yun yung mga bagay na little things, little sacrifices, but in the long run, mas marami ka pang mabibili because of that savings, because of that investments, di ba? Moving forward, I want to share this thing that is in my head so that mas maintindihan nyo lalo kung ano ba yung sinasabi na budgeting. Think of budgeting as when you go on a diet. Diba, once in a while, meron tayong mga tinetest na diet. May mga South Beach diet. Ang luma ng South Beach diet. Pero meron mga, ano ba yung mga diets? Mga blood type diet, keto, diba? Mayat-maya, may ibang klaseng diets tayong tinatry so that we will achieve a certain figure or we would achieve a certain body type. And we feel good when we do, di ba? We feel good when we achieve it. And it's the same thing with your financial state, with the way you handle your finances. It's like, iisipin mo, kapag nagda-diet ka, kakainin ko ba to or hindi? And it's the same thing with budgeting. Bibilin ko ba to o hindi? So I always ask myself, number one, kailangan ko ba talaga siya? Is it a need? Kasi kung hindi ko naman siya kailangan, baka pwede ko naman munang iset aside. See, you're not depriving. I'm not saying that don't buy this, don't buy that. I'm not depriving you. But if you can set it aside for something that maybe to buy you more time, for you to prioritize other things like paying your bills, paying your credits, paying yung mga 5-6 kung may inutangan man kayo. Diba? And it's true, ah. Alam mo ba, in our surveys, mas pinagkakatiwalaan ng mga Pilipino ang mga 5-6, yung mga pawn shop, compared sa mga banks because pakiramdam nila they feel safer, hindi sila hinahabol. But it's the same. Mas napapamahal pa actually sila. But it's a different topic. Anyway, going to number two. Kung hindi mo siya kailangan, if it's a no, wag mo nang ituloy. But if it's a yes, ask yourself, is it worth it? Worth it in such a way na, ilang beses ko ba siya magagamit? Gaano ko ba siya katagal magagamit? Kapag nagamit ko ba to, it will help me in my comfortability? Will it help me in my everyday life? So yun, just ask yourself, worth it? And don't justify it kasi baka mamaya you're just justifying it. Hindi naman pala talaga worth it, di ba? Kasi mayroong iba, kailangan kong bilhin tong bagong bag na to kasi magkikita kami ng mga classmates ko 10 years ago and I feel like I need to, you know, flex. But no, you don't have to. Minsan, there's beauty in simplicity. And that's true. Number three, if it's worth it, how will you benefit as a person? So the question is, if it's beneficial, if it makes you happy. I always go back to that. Because if it doesn't, then maybe it's something that goes through your want grid, di ba? Because kadalasan, hindi natin na mamalaya na mas nagbibigay sa atin ng happiness yung wants natin kesa dun sa mga needs. So, meron ako, for example, kaibigan na, halika, ano na lang natin, i-monthly payment na lang natin yan. Hanggang sa nagpatong-patong na yung monthly payment, just as long as makakapag out of the country siya. And it doesn't make sense because yung going out of the country will always be there. Unless global warming nag-sink na yung bansa. But it's a different topic again. But, you see, pwede mo siyang i-set aside. Pwede mo siyang i-stall. Ito yung buying time na sinasabi ko kanina. And prioritize the bills. Prioritize your utangs. Prioritize. Kasi yung utang, it will have interest. It will have a negative reaction in the end. And you don't want that. We don't want that. So constantly ask yourself, is it beneficial? Number four, ask yourself if it's important, if it's beneficial, and if it's really within your budget. Kasi baka mamaya, you're doing things that are beyond your financial lane. Financial lane meaning don't keep up with the Joneses. Don't keep up with your friends. Kasi minsan, masyado tayong nape-pressure. Ay, yung kaibigan ko may bagong sasakyan. Yung kaibigan ko bumili ng Rolex, bumili ng ganito, bumili ng ganyan. It's okay, hayaan mo sila bumili kasi baka mamaya, kailangan nila yon. Or baka mamaya, it makes them happy. Or baka mamaya, ang tagal nilang pinag-ipunan yun at ngayon lang nila mabibili. Diba? So, iba-iba rin yung timing natin. Huwag natin ikumpira yung sarili natin sa iba. Kasi, for all you know, yung binili pala nilang watch or yung binili pala nilang sasakyan, 10 taon na nilang pinaghihirapan. So, don't compare. Just make sure that it's within your budget. And, ganito na lang. I have a gauge on how to know if it's within your budget. If you want to buy something, ask yourself, can I buy this 10 times? If I can afford it, if I buy it 10 times, then it's within your financial lane. If not, then don't. Kasi ako, kaya ko bumili ng 10, yung pang commercial cars. Pero hindi ko kaya bumili ngayon ng Mercedes-Benz. Diba? Pero kung bibigyan ako ng Mercedes, why not? Kumbaga, bilin mo na lang yung sasakyan na kaya mo, yung afford mo. Kasi it will take you from point A to point B the same time. Especially with our traffic, it's the same. Diba? You don't need a luxurious, expensive, fast car. All you need is a car that will take you from point A to point B. And you can afford it. Diba? And number five, the most important part, again, ibabalik ko lang to, is if it will make you happy for a long period of time. For example, personally, insurance. Sobrang-sobrang. Hindi nyo man namamalayan yung benefits ng insurance na yan. But if you invest on it, it will make you smile in the future kapag kinailangan nyo na siya. Kapag monthly may natatanggap na kayo na, oh, saan galing tong 50,000 pesos na to? Ah, naalala ko. Ito yung pinaglagyan ko ng pera ko nung 20 years old ako or nung 18 years old ako na unti-unti kong binabayaran na 5,000. Look at it now. It's 50,000 pesos. It made me happy. And at the same time, it's sustainable because it can make you happy for a very long period of time. So, yun yung mga bagay. We can go deeper in that in our next episodes. But these are the things na will make you figure out if it's a need or if it's a want. So, dun lang naman tayo nagkakatalo kung saan babagsak yung isang bagay na gusto natin to spend on. Diba? Moving forward, hindi ko sinasabi na huwag tayong gumastos. Ang sinasabi ko, isipin lang muna natin kung ano yung dapat nating paggastusan. That is the budgetarian mentality. Diba? We don't have much time. But for now, this is something that I would like to share with you and leave with you. Hindi masama ang maging kuripot. Okay lang maging kuripot. Kasi it's our way of making wise decisions with our hard-earned money. And walang makakapagsabi. Because kuripot usually, it's something that the other person or the other people give to us. And why would you mind that? It's your hard-earned money. It's your money. Bakit ako sasabihin ng tao sa akin na, uy, manlibre ka naman, birthday mo. Bakit? Responsibilidad ko ba? Diba, hayaan nyo akong magsabi sa inyo na, hindi, lilibre ko kayo. Hayaan nyo ako. Because I can tell it to you in my own personal initiative. Diba? It's my hard-earned money. Alam ko kung paano ko gagastusin yung pera ko. At patuloy akong natututo kung paano ko gagastusin yung pera ko. And that's why I'm a proud budgetarian. I know how to manage my money. I know how to have fun and enjoy my hard-earned money. That's the way of a budgetarian. And hopefully, sabay-sabay tayong matuto. And hopefully, you can share your comments and your suggestions. But for now, this is the time that we have. Just don't forget to subscribe to my channel. And yes, I have a channel now. And click the notification bell for updates on my latest uploads. Please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Music, or whatever podcast app you're using. Thank you very much for listening. And I just want to make a shout out to We Remote Coworking for our podcast studio. We're a proud affiliate of Podcast Network Asia. Guys, I will see you next time.